night here on KASM as the Cold Spring Rockies play host to the St. Nick Knicks. Our game of the week tonight brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center. Warm Slumber and Ready Mix in Munich. Greenwald Pub, Fleischland RV and Truck Center. Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud and Albany and Richmond. A&W, of course, Warm Slumber and Ready Mix. Not only in Munich, Sox Center, Long Prairie 2, and our player of the game tonight will receive a certificate compliments of Albany and Richmond A&W. So stick around for that in our postgame show this evening. It's time for your starting lineups tonight here on KASM. Your starting lineups being brought to you by a Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. Talk to Jesse Nordman for campers of all sizes, financing. Of course, it's always available. They accept your trade, trucks, and so much more. That's Jesse at Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. Jesse Nordman, 320-761-2783. 320-761-2783. So starting lineups for the visiting St. Nick Knicks, managed by Robert Lutkin. They will lead off Robert Lutkin. He'll start in center field. Bat one, Travis Hampson, the pitcher, bats second. Tanner Anderson, he's over at third base, batting third. Sam Moriarty will bat fourth as the DH. Andrew Bouch bats fifth. He is the first baseman. Matt Schindler will bat sixth. That shortstop, John Hofer, bats seventh. He's the second baseman. Grant Morozik will bat eighth, doing the catching. And Hunter Arns bats ninth in right field. Derek Keekley will be in left field. He'll be DH for tonight. Robert Lutkin, Travis Hampson, Tanner Anderson, Sam Moriarty, Andrew Bouch, and Matt Schindler, John Hofer, Grant Morozik, and Hunter Arns with Keekley out in left field. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Tommy Ficker, their field manager, David Jonas also coaching here for the Rockies tonight. Jordan New leads it off at second base. Nick Spluzacek will bat second. He's doing the catching. Austin Duffner bats third. At third base, Calvin Kaltoff will bat fourth. Calvin's on the mound tonight doing the pitching. David Jonas bats fifth. At shortstop, Jake Hannon will bat sixth. At first base, Austin Mayer bats seventh. In right field, Pat Hemmingson will bat eighth. He's in left field. And Reed Emerson bats ninth in center field. That lineup for the Rockies, Jordan New, Nick Sluzacek, and Austin Duffner, Calvin Kaltoff, David Jonas, and Jake Hannon, Austin Mayer, Pat Hemmingson, and Reed Emerson. The ball down the second by catcher Nick Spluzacek, and we're ready to go here. Called off, big, tall right-hander on the mound, facing our Robert Lutkin. St. Nicholas Knicks coming up a big win last Sunday over defending Class C champion Kimball, and the first pitch to Lutkin is a strike, and 0-1. Your lineups again brought to you tonight by Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. Called off. Delivers a little bit low, and the count, one ball, one strike. Beautiful night for amateur baseball, 330 down that left field line, 348 down the right field line, and 380 to the gaps in the left end, right center field. Lutkin will follow one off at the plate, and the count now, one ball, two strikes. This Central Valley League matchup, of course, a lot of these guys went to high school together here at Ricori High School. A lot of amateur teams have players from the Ricori school system. Here's a ground ball to second. That's fielded cleanly by Jordan New and over to first. 4-3 on the putout, and Robert Lutkin retired. I'll bring Pat Hemming, or actually make it Travis Hanson to the plate. Travis Hanson, left-handed hitter. Travis gets the ball tonight. He'll throw for the Knicks. And the pitch to Hanson is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Calvin Kaltoff delivers, and Hanson will take a strike. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. That middle of the infield, playing pretty deep here for Hanson as he fouls one off in the batter's box. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Let's set the Rockies up defensively over at third base. It's Austin Duffner at shortstop, David Jonas at second base, Jordan New, and at first base, Jake Hannon. Out in left field, Pat Hemmingson, and center field, Reed Emerson, and out in right field, Austin Mayer. Behind the plate, Nick Spluzacek, and the pitch from Kaltoff misses outside and away, and the count, two balls, two strikes to Hanson. 2-2. Althoff kicks, delivers, and there's strike three called on the outside corner. Althoff found that outside part of the plate to the left-handed hitting Hansen. And here's Tanner Anderson. Two outs, no one on for St. Nicholas here in the first. Althoff, the breaking ball a little bit high, and the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Sam Moriarty on deck for the Knicks. Althoff's pitch and fouled to the backstop, and the count at one ball, one strike. One the count. Althoff ready. The right-hander deals, and that pitch is low and in the dirt. Skluzacek has it bounce off of him. And the count, two balls, one strike. 2-1. Here's the pitch, and fouled at the plate by Tanner Anderson. The count now 2-2. Balls, two strikes. There's one other game going on tonight, Luxembourg at Watkins. That got started at 7:30 tonight, as Anderson will follow this one back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Kaltoff's pitch, just a little bit high in the count, pull 3-2. 3-2 the count. No one on for St. Nicholas here in the top of the first. Althoff rears back and delivers a little bit low, and he ends up walking Tanner Anderson. A two-out walk will bring Sam Moriarty to the plate. Sam had a big three-run homer in the first inning last week for the Knicks. Their 3-2 win over Kimball. And the pitch a little bit low to Moriarty. And the count 1-0. On deck, Andrew Bouch. Anderson takes a lead at first. Kaltoff works from the stretch. And here's the pitch. Foul ball down the right field line, giving chase the Rockies right fielder. And he runs out of room. That's Austin Mayer. As that ball lands behind one of the light towers here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. And the count, one ball, one strike. Jeff Lutkin, he's flashing some signs over at third base. Althoff comes home, 1-1. Pitches a strike called, and now 1-2. Skluzacek, good arm behind home plate. Of course, Calvin Kaltoff has done a lot of catching, too, over the years for the Rockies and in college. The 1-2, drive down the right field line. This will go out of play into the parking lot. Big hop in the parking lot and under a car. That sun is beginning its descent in the western sky right now. What a beautiful day we had here in central Minnesota. Nice summer day. The lead at first by Anderson. Kaltoff comes home, 1-2. Moriarty swings and fouls it over in the third base dugout, which St. Nick occupies, and the count stays 1-2. Lutkin going through a series of signs again for the base runner Anderson and the hitter Moriarty. 1-2, two outs. Althoff comes home, and Sam up drive to right field. Coming in a few steps is Mayer, and Austin makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Knicks in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half an inning. It's St. Nicholas, nothing. The Cold Spring Rockies coming to bat. Your amateur baseball game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute. And welcome back. Our game of the week on KASM coming to you live from the Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's the Cold Spring Rockies hosting the St. Nicholas Knicks. we head to the bottom of the first inning, and for the Rockies, you'll see Jordan New, Nick Skozacek, and Austin Duffner. Your game of the week on KASM, 1150 AM. You can catch us in the HD mode, too, if you have an HD radio, 105.5 HD2, on our FM at 107.7 FM, 107.7 FM. And we're always streaming at mychasm.com. Pull up the stream at mychasm.com. Got to see a lot of my old former rivals at the annual Stearns County, retired Stearns County Baseball Players Golf Tournament today, played at Rich Spring Golf Course. 205 golfers. And, of course, a lot of amateur baseball talk. And amateur baseball is so cool, as it is just a great game. Great game to be involved. Jordan New in the batter's box, and Hanson's first pitch is a strike call. New takes one outside, and the count, one ball, one strike. Travis Hanson deals, and the pitch a little bit high for a ball in 2-1. Travis and his wife, Katie, they welcome their newest addition into their household just a little over a week ago, little baby boy, as this is fouled back and out of play by Jordan New, and the count, two balls, two strikes. Two the count. As Hanson delivers, and New pops this one up in the infield, back on the grass, is shortstop Matt Schindler, and he'll make the catch for the out. One out. New is retired on the play, and here comes Nick Skozacek to the plate. Catcher Skozacek, a right-handed hitter. Got those stirrups on tonight. Going old school, and the pitch, a ground ball hits sharply to third. Up with it cleanly is Anderson across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. Nice play by Tanner Anderson over at third. And here comes Austin Duffner to the plate. Got to see this Cold Spring Rocky team the first week in June over in the Stearns County Classic Tournament at St. Martin and Lake Henry. And the Rockies had a good Stearns County Classic tournament. Of course, they won their Friday night game. We had that here on KASM. Over St. Martin. There's a strike call to Duffner, and 0-1 as Hanson delivers it. Duffner drives this to the left center field gap. The Knicks chasing it, and nobody's going to get this as it rolls up against the ivy, and Duffner will leg it out to stand up two-out double for the Cold Spring Rockies. Austin Duffner hit that in no man's land. And this is a big baseball park. You look at 330 down that left field line, 348 down the right field line, and those gaps are at 380. Big batter's eye in straightaway center field. So the outfielder's playing fairly shallow, and they challenge these hitters, and Duffner was able to find a gap. Two outs, one on. Here's Calvin Kaltoff, the Rocky pitcher. And Hanson delivers a strike, and 0-1. Balls, one strike. Hanson will work from the stretch. And his pitch is high and tight to Kaltoff. It brushes him back. And the count, one ball, one strike. One won the count. Duffner takes his lead at second. Hanson glares back at him for a split second, and Kaltoff swings at a high fastball and follows it back and out of play. And now the count, 1-2 to Calvin Kaltoff. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, one on. Boy, it's just beautiful, this newly seated field here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. They got a fungus in their field last year. Kaltoff drills a ground ball to short. Schindler comes up with his throw to first in time. Boy, Matt Schindler, a highlight play there as he dove to come up with it. 6-3 on the putout of Kaltoff, and that'll end the Rockies' first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We have played one. It's the same Nick Knicks. Nothing in the Cold Spring Rockies, nothing. We're back in a minute. More Game of the Week coming up on KASM. Game of the Week on KASM brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. At the top of the second inning, Andrew Boucher will lead it off for St. Nicholas. Boucher, a right-handed hitter, facing right-handed pitching Kelvin Kaltoff. Kaltoff, big high leg kick. Boucher, ground ball to second. Jordan New waits for it to come to him on the first. 4-3 on the put out of Boucher. One out. And here's Matt Schindler. Matt, a right-handed hitter. Up in Kaltoff has the sign from Spozacek. And his pitch, and Schindler laces a line drive over the first base coach's head. Foul and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Kaltoff's pitch. Boy, that just misses on that inside part of the plate, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kaltoff has the sign from Skuzacek. His pitch on the way, breaking ball a little bit high, and the count 2-1. Balls, one strike, one out, no one on. And drive to right field, coming in and making that catch is Mayer for out number two.
Number 25, John.
And that'll bring John Hofer to the plate. John, the next second baseman. John's played in this league quite a while already, and he dribbles a ground ball to first. Up with it is Hannon, and Jake's going to run it to the bag, beating Hofer. The unassisted putout will end the second inning for St. Nicholas. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 1.5 bits. The Cold Spring Rockies, nothing. St. Nicholas, nothing. We're back in a minute here on KASM. To the bottom of the second inning, and the Cold Spring Rockies set to send David Jonas, Jake Hannon, and Austin Mayer to the plate, facing right-hander Travis Hanson. Travis Hanson gave up a double in the first inning, but the player, Austin Duffner, was stranded out at second, and the first pitch from Hanson, a little breaking ball, a called strike on 1-1 to Jonas. David doing the on-field managerial duties. Fastball, Jonas skies at the center field. Lutkin coming in hard. Robert Lutkin finds it in the sky, makes the catch for the out. One down. And to the plate, Jake Hannon. Jay Cannon, right-handed hitter. And the pitch on the inside corner, strike called, 0-1 to Hannon. Balls, one strike. As Travis Hanson delivers, and the pitch missing outside, and the count, one ball, one strike. Hannon, big kid. Over the years has done some pitching, but does have some arm issues now, so there's a lot more of a position now. A Well, he's put that pitching career aside. There's a strike called to him, and then count 1-2. 1-2. Hanson's breaking ball. Hannon drives it to right field. Retreating on the play, the next right fielder making the catch for the out, Hunter Arns. Boy, Hunter, he turned himself sideways and was running sideways and on the run made a nice catch out in right field, two outs. Hannon got a lot of that one. I bet you that ball, if you you would have let it land, it probably went about 325 feet or so. Arns making the catch maybe half a dozen feet or so in front of that right field warning track. And to the plate, Austin Mayer, and the first pitch to Austin is a ball inside, 1-0. Pat Hemmingson on deck for the Rockies. No score if you're just joining us. Bottom of the second inning, two outs for the Cold Spring Rockies. There's a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Hanson ready. Pitches low for a ball and 2-1. Ball, it's one strike. Hanson ready. Here's a ground ball slapped into right field by Mayer, a base hit. Rockies picking up their second hit of the evening. That one right between the first and second baseman. And number eight hitter, Pat Hemmingson. That's a left-handed hitter. He looks down to Tom Ficker over in that third base coach box. As Mayer takes his lead at first, being held there by Bouch. Pitches outside from Hanson and 1-0. Travis Hanson has done his share of catching over the years as well. He's ready, works from the stretch, going on the play is Mayer. Here's the throw to second, and they're going to say out at second on the sweep tag, says the home plate umpire. And that will do it for the Rockies here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We play two. It's Cold Spring Rockies nothing and St. Nicholas nothing. We're back with more Game of the Week Baseball in 1 minute here on KASM. Game of the Week Baseball on KASM, 1150 AM on 107.7 FM on 105.5 HD2 and on our stream at mychasm.com. Follow me on Twitter at ChasmRandy. Yes, our Game of the Week is next Saturday night. We're up in El Rosa for the All-Star game between the Central Valley All-Stars and Stearns County All-Stars. That game scheduled to start at 6 o'clock next Saturday night, and I'll be there to cover that for you in our Game of the Week broadcast. Here we go, top of the third inning. Grant Rosick at the plate. The Knicks catcher, and the first pitch from Calvin Kaltoff is a ball outside, and 1-0. Rosick lines this one up the middle. That's a solid base hit, and the Knicks get their first hit of the night. So a base runner for St. Nicholas. It'll bring Hunter Arns, the number nine hitter, to the plate. We'll see what the Knicks plan to do here with their number nine hitter. Rosick takes his lead at first, gets a pretty good lead already. Kaltoff works from the stretch. And Arns showing no indication of a bunt there. Takes a strike called and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Throw to first and back safely at first is Rosick. Calvin Kaltoff working from the stretch here in the third. Kaltoff ready on the mound, comes home, and Arns fouls it up, and the count now 0-2 to Hunter Arns. Balls, two strikes. throw to first, and back safely again is Morosic. Oh, two to count. Rockies, that third baseman, Austin Duffner, was cheating a little bit on the grass, and now he's back as the pitch from Kaltop is low for a ball, and a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Morosic leads from first with nobody out. Pitch on its way, and Arns bloops this one to right field. Coming in, making the catch is Merrow in right field for the first out. Here's Robert Lutkin. Robert 0 for 1 tonight, a ground ball, a second in his first at bat. David Jonas, the shortstop for the Rockies, is playing in on Lutkin here. As the third baseman, Duffner, is on the grass, there's a strike call to Lutkin in 0-1. Lights are on at Cold Spring Baseball Park as that sun continues its descent in the western sky on a beautiful Friday evening. Throw to first, and back safely. It's Grant Morosic. Travis Hansen on deck for the Knicks. Kaltop in sets himself out of that stretch, taking a lot of time in the throw to first and back safely into Morosic. No runs a hit, no errors for St. Nicholas, no runs two hits, and no errors for the Rockies. The 0-1 to Robert Lutkin is called strike, and 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. Both of these teams will be in action on Sunday as well, St. Nicholas of St. Augusta. There's a strike three call, and Robert Lutkin gets caught looking. And on Sunday, the Cold Spring Rockies play host to Luxembourg, who's having a really good year. We're going to get a pinch runner for the catcher, Morosic. Keekley will come in. Jameson Keekley heads to first base to run for Morosic. And Travis Hansen settles himself in the batter's box with two outs now. Pitch to Hansen. A little bit low, says the home plate umpire, and 1-0. It looks so cool here at Cold Spring Baseball Park when those sun rays cast some shadows across the field. 1-0, the pitch to Hansen outside, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. A couple former Rocky players. See Mike Ficker over there enjoying the ball game. Pitch is outside, and now 3-0 to Travis Hansen as on deck. Tanner Anderson. 3-0 to count. Keekley leads at first. And the pitch inside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Travis Hansen. With two outs. Tanner Anderson, who walked in his first at-bat, steps up to the plate. Two on, two outs. Calvin Kaltop kicks and delivers, and the breaking ball, a beauty, strike one. Kind of got Anderson to buckle his knees for that split second. Kaltop has not shown that pitch much yet tonight. The runners take their leads. Kaltop comes home and a swing and a miss. Tanner Anderson chases that high fastball, and now he's down in the count at 0-2. Sam Moriarty on deck for St. Nicholas. The balls, two strikes. Anderson chokes up in that bat a little bit as Kaltop delivers and a foul tip at the plate. Spluzacek couldn't hang on to it and the count stays 0-2. Kelvin Kaltoff glides is back to second one more time and now delivers, and Anderson swings and misses as Kaltoff finds that outside part of the plate, and that'll do it for the Knicks in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. We played 2.5 innings. St. Nicholas nothing, the Cold Spring Rockies nothing. We're back with more Game of the Week in a minute here on KASN. Bottom of the third inning at Cold Spring Baseball Park. No score between the Cold Spring Rockies and St. Nicholas Knicks as we head to the bottom part of the Rockies lineup. Pat Hemmingson was at the plate last inning when Austin Mayer was cut down trying to steal. Hemmingson, a left-handed hitter. Reed Emerson on deck for the Cold Spring Rockies as Travis Hansen delivers inside a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Hansen delivers again, and there's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Now I got a light breeze that's blowing into the press box here, which feels pretty darn good tonight. The flag not showing hardly any wave to it as Hemmingson drives it to center field. Lutkin comes in a few steps, and Robert makes the catch for out number one here in the third. Reed Emerson to the plate, the center fielder for the Rockies. Travis Hansen looks down to Morozic for the sign as the right-hander delivers. Emerson drives this one to left center field. Lutkin fills the gap, and Robert's been busy out there, and center field makes the catch for the out. That'll bring Jordan New to the plate. Jordan popped up to Schindler, the shortstop, in his first at-bat tonight. Jordan, also a very good pitcher, playing second tonight, and takes Travis Hansen's pitch outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Travis kicks and delivers. That's outside, and 2-0. Around the infield for St. Nicholas tonight, over at third, Tanner Anderson. At shortstop, Matt Schindler. Second base, John Holfer. At first base, Andrew Bouch. Is the pitch from Hansen outside, and 3-0. In left field, Derek Keekley. In center field, Robert Lutkin. Out in right field, Hunter Arns. And behind the plate, Brent Morozic. 3-0, there's a strike called, and 3-1 now to Jordan New. We're at the bottom of the third inning, no score from Cold Spring Baseball Park. Two outs for the Rockies. Travis Hansen's pitch, and New will follow this one back and out of play. And the count is full now at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Hansen, ready, his pitch. New, a ground ball up the middle, and that is a base hit. Yeah, the left-handed hitting Jordan New had pulled second baseman John Holfer more towards the first base side, and Jordan New planted it right up the middle. We get a pinch runner here for the Rockies.
First base, number five, Eli Bacchus.
Eli Bacchus will run with two outs for Jordan New. And Skluzacek, Nick at the plate, takes the first pitch and a pop-up foul. And out of play, 0-1 the count to Skluzacek. Nick hit a sharp ground ball to third baseman Tanner Anderson back in the first inning. He's 0-for-1 tonight. Bacchus leads from first. Hansen ready on the mound, comes home, and here's a little chopper back to Travis on the mound. He'll throw to first, and 1-3 on the putoff, exclusive object, and that will do it for the Rockies here in the third inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played three. It's the Cold Spring Rockies nothing, St. Nicholas Knicks nothing. We're back with more baseball, the game of the week baseball, in a minute on KASN. We're ready for the fourth inning. Sam Moriarty, Andrew Bouch, Matt Schindler, the scheduled hitters for St. Nicholas, facing Calvin Kaltoff. Calvin, through the first third of this ball game, has given up just the one hit, and that was last inning to Morosic. And he has walked one back in the first inning. He walked Anderson, but Kaltoff has been sharp. To Moriarty, outside, a ball, 1-0. All top kick, Phillips, and Moriarty, ground ball up the middle, past the diving Jordan New, and a leadoff single for St. Nicholas. Moriarty with the hit, and here comes Bouch to the plate. Bouch is 0-for-1 tonight. Look down to Litkin, who's flashing some signs over at third. Already held there by Jay Cannon. And the pitch, Bouch lays off that breaking ball from Calvin Kaltoff, and the count 1-0. Other baseball tonight, we have Roscoe over at St. Martin in Stearns County League action tonight. That game's going on. Started at about 8:30 this evening. As Bouch gets jammed by a Kaltoff fastball, and he swings and misses, strike 1-1-1 the count. Pitch looked pretty nice to Bouch, and that pitch just dove to the innards of the hitter. Here's a pitch from Kaltoff that bounces up to the plate, and the count, 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 the count, no score if you're just joining us, top of the fourth inning. Our game of the week tonight here on KASN. Thanks for joining us on AM 1150, on 107.7 FM, on 105.5 HD2, and our stream at mychasm.com. Here's a one-hop shot to third. What a one-hop play over there by the Rockies third baseman, Austin Duffner, who threw to New covering second, and they get the force out. He one-hopped it to Jordan New, who had to come up with a great play over at second. So just nice play all the way around as Duffner robs Bouch of a base hit. Fielder's choice. Bouch now becoming the base runner. One out, and Schindler to the plate. Ground ball to New at second. He'll flip to short. Stop Jonas covering for the force out at second. David's relay to first goes to the side fence, but not far enough for the base runner Schindler to advance. So another fielder's choice. This one goes 4-6. The other one went 5-4. Two outs. And at the plate, John Hofer, the second baseman. It's to Hofer, outside of ball, 1-0. No runs, two hits, no errors for St. Nicholas. They have left three base runners so far. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Rockies. They have left two on. Kaltoff's pitch. Hofer pops this one up, shallow center field. Looks like he has it measured. That's Reed Emerson, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it. For the Knicks here in the fourth, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played 3.5. St. Nicholas nothing. The Cold Spring Rockies nothing. We're back with more Game of the Week baseball in 1 minute here on KASN. Travis Hansen, he begins the fourth inning for St. Nicholas. He'll face Austin Duffner, Calvin Kaltoff, and David Jonas. The meat of this Cold Spring Rocky lineup.